Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm going to bring it up. Somebody has left a comb. There's a comb in our studio that's been sitting here for over a week.
Mm-hmm.
It is an old school, like Violetel commercial comb. It's like the oldest thing I can think of.
That is old.
But is that like not the pre us being, remember when we were young, seriously, how many people walked around with a comb in their back pocket when you were young?
I mean, I think there were... I know there were a non-zero
percentage of people walked around with combs.
Yeah, I mean, back when you used to go to the roller skate rink.
Yep.
And the actual roller skates, not the inline skates.
So somebody
you would have them, and they would say like no tailgating on it or something like that.
I could see this at a television station where there's things like hair and makeup. This is radio,
right next to a bottle of Vitalis.
Yeah, and I don't want to touch it. Would you want to touch a random comb?
I don't need to touch a random comb.
So there's two things about it. One is touching a random comb that's been sitting in our studio for over a week something you would do? And my answer is no, and your answer is no. Kang, do you want to come pick up this random comb?
No, I don't want lice, Doug.
Okay. And the second obvious question is, whose is it? Who is carrying around a comb and leaving it in our studio?
Well, we can try to deduce this. It's on your side of the console.
Yes.
So
there's how many hosts are
on that side? So it would say, I mean, not me, not Costa. Jansen's already said it's not him. Okay, so we're limiting the morning show and the midday show. So now you get to the afternoon show. It wouldn't be Rico.
Could it be Mike's comb?
Mike Valeni. It's possible.
It's possible. So he's on the list. Then there's guys that like Rieger, who will sit in this chair.
I don't know if Rieger uses a comb.
I think his comb days are over.
I think they probably are done.
I don't think he's even trying the comb over.
No.
So.
Although he might. He could try the comb over. But anyway.
Does Wojo sit there? Or does Wojo sit here?
So I thought about Wojo and Caputo. These are two people that, in my view, do not care about their physical appearance. So I don't think it's their comb.
Oh, I disagree. I think Bob cares in terms of making sure his hair is right. And I think Pat does too. If you could look at the comb without picking it up, because God knows you don't want to pick it up, does it look like there's some gray hair in there?
It's got like dust on it. I'm going to have to pick it up and show the cameras. Yeah. I mean, for people watching on Twitch and YouTube.
It's just a normal black comb. So here's the other thing. I haven't used a comb since I was like 9. I've used brushes. I always use a brush for my hair. I brush my hair. I don't comb my hair. Is a comb an older guy thing?
I don't think anybody young.
Like, my kids
don't have combs.
I use my hands.
I was going to say, you've got like that perfect hair that just kind of flops wherever it needs to flop. I mean, maybe you throw product in there, but you're...
There is this weird comb that's like got way more a gap in between. Like, it's bigger teeth. I don't know what you call it on the comb that you can use to style your hair a little bit. I'll use that sometimes.
Okay, but not a comb like this.
No.
So...
Those of you watching on YouTube and Twitch, go to twitch.tv, search it up, go to youtube.com. I'm holding this black comb in my hand.
I think I have the answer.
I might too.
Want to say on the count of three?
Sure. 3, 2, 1.
Mark Ryan. Poor Mark Ryan. He takes shots. He takes strays every day for people. And he doesn't really deserve it. But you're the new guy. We've never seen a comb in studio.
Never seen a comb.
Before.
New guy shows up. Suddenly there's a comb in here.
It's got to be Mark Ryan. But it's not Chappie.
Oh, it's not Chappie.
It's not the fix man on the weekend.
No, it's not the fix man.
Is it like the real estate mortgage people?
I mean, it could be. It's not.
Have you ever tried to sell a house? Would you buy a house from a guy that doesn't use a comb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I guess. I mean, somehow I think people use brushes more than combs. But
yeah. Anyway, I got sick of looking at this comb, and this comb is, we're getting rid of the comb.
I'm going with Mark Ryan.
All right. I think it's probably a good guess.
And anybody, I mean, other than like the Saturday specialty shows of the real estate stuff, I mean, the sports on air hosts, I can't see anybody else.
What about ideas like Dickerson or Cal when they're in here doing Inside Hockey Town?
Cal would not. Cal, no.
No?
I mean, his head shines like a little baby, so it's not going to be Cal.
Let's go to Kevin in Detroit. You're on 97.1 ticket. Hi, Kevin.
Hi. Stoney filled in last week for Jansen one day.
Could it be Stoney's comb?
Stoney would be, I mean, strikes me as a guy that would use a comb because he's older than us.
Yeah.
But I would expect there to be a lot.
You mean everyone in the audience?
I was being nice. I just think there would be a lot more hair in that comb.
You might be right.
Than what we're seeing right now.
Could be.
I mean, it could be Stoney, but I mean, if I had to put three, I think it could be Caputo. Pat strikes me as a guy that uses a comb, not a brush.
Ooh, Stingray 1222. Has Dan Miller been in studio at all?
Oh, Dapper Dan.
It'd be Dan Miller. Dan Miller. Dan, you left your comb.
That's a solid call.
Yeah. TV's Dan Miller.
You know what?
The Lions show, they do.
Yeah.
They do it from here?
Yeah.
You're going to text him?
Yeah. I mean, we need an answer.
Should I save him this comb, or do you think he can afford another one?
I think he can afford another one.
But should we... No One Special Here Now says, will Powers pay for a DNA test? Do you think we can get this thing DNA tested, find out who left their comb?
We should.
How much is a DNA test?
I'm not sure, but I would think that maybe local law enforcement would be more than happy to do it gratis.
Well, comb's getting ejected. That's it. No more comb. Sorry, Dan.
Or Mark or Pat or whoever.
That's not funny, Stingray. That's not funny. I'm not laughing. Guy on Twitch said, watch it be Depker's comb. I'm sure Depker has a beautiful head of hair.
Well, Depker wouldn't. He would never leave that behind.
No, that's true.
Here's why I think the Dan Miller call is pretty solid.
Dan Miller's comb?
I think it's a solid guess. And because Dan's a TV guy.
Yep. Well, yeah, thank you.
Gotta be concerned about the good parents all the time, right?
Yeah, that's why it makes all the sense in the world.
All right, well, I just sent him a text.
Cool. Any chance you left your comb in our studio?
I'm sure he's gonna be like, don't you guys have anything better to talk about?
We do, and that's the problem. That's why we got to move on. Tigers! How about them Tigers?
What happened? Anybody watch?
Let me tell you something. Last night...
Listen.
I was watching the Tigers... having the who's going to be the hero tonight thought.
Mm-hmm.
And when Parker Meadows came up with that big at bat in the extra innings, I'm like, yeah, he's going to get a hit. And thank you for the balk. There was an important balk.
Oh, was that important?
I mean, how often do you see a balk actually be one of the bigger plays in a game? And it was a big play in that game. Tigers, you know, extra innings, 1-1. And I can't remember who was leading off.
I think it was Sweeney.
Sweeney grounds out to short.
Sweeney was a runner.
Sweeney was a runner on second. He didn't get over. Whoever it was, grounds out to short.
It's a Dingler, maybe.
And they don't move the runner over. And you're like, damn it! Don't you cannot go scoreless in the top of the 10th. You cannot go scoreless.
Would you have a microphone in my house?
Yeah. And
expletive.
And maybe it wouldn't have mattered when it was all said and done. But Parker Meadows comes up. And it's immediately, or the Urseg guy, balks Sweeney over to third. And I'm like, I mean, thank you. Thank you. What are the odds of there being a balk right there? And I love baseball guy, and Dierks is a baseball, when they showed the replay and Andy Dierks, oh yeah, that's a balk. And I'm like, yeah. Is it?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bucks are so hard to know I know a few Bucks when I see them. You know, doesn't come to a set.
Right.
You know, starts a windup, doesn't throw. Like the obvious ones.
But they're so subtle.
But there's like, oh yeah, there it is.
The whole dugout's like, Buck!
Start screaming, Buck. What
like
did he do?
Chicken coop.
He twitched his ear. Oh, clearly a Buck.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. Ears have to come to a complete stop. He flared his nostrils. You can't do that. Come on. He farted. Yeah. You can't do that.
Well, when your foot's on the rubber.
Well, then
you can't fart, but you can fart with your foot off the rubber.
Yeah, you can take your foot off and let fly.
Anyway, huge balk. Tigers go on to win 3-1, thanks in part to the balk. The game-winning balk. It wasn't a game-winning balk, but it was, and it wasn't a walk-off balk, but it was a critical, you know what it was? It was a productive balk. It moved the runner over, which I guess all balks do.
Very productive.
But that's a productive balk.
Now, perhaps he would have scored anyway because it was a bloop, and if you were at second base, you might be able to see that, that's definitely going to drop.
I don't know that he would have on that. But as it turned out, they got a couple of hits.
I don't really care how it happened.
I don't either. You know what I love? I love that the Tigers have turned into a get the game to the bullpen type of team. And sometimes the bullpen takes over in the first inning. Like it's literally get it to the bullpen. Bo Brisky's going to wipe you out. You cannot touch Tyler Holton, and Foley's a reliable closer. Just get it to the bullpen. It doesn't matter. Get it to the bullpen. Shelby Miller. Get it to the bullpen. And that hasn't always been the case this year. Mm-mm. But my God, A.J. Hinch and Chris Fetter, you guys are unbelievable.
Well, it was interesting listening to Jason Benetti talking this morning with the guys in the morning show. And, you know, Benetti, who's the play-by-play for the TV broadcast for the Tigers. And he was speaking specifically about Shelby Miller. He's like, this is a guy who's got, like, one tremendous skill right now. He comes in the game and faces right-handers or whatever, left-handers or right-handers, and gets them to ground out. That's what he does.
Yep.
And it's very specific, and it works almost all the time. And it worked last night. Come in, ground ball, double play, end the inning. Like, here we go. Amazing.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.